This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, do you mind if we toot our own horns today? Matter of fact, I'll toot your horns for you if you want me to.
I mean, people toot in here all the time without asking.
Okay. I'm going to toot your horn, Tom.
Okay.
Tori, I'll toot yours as well.
I appreciate that.
And Cato, I'm going to toot your horn.
Toot, toot. Well, gee, I think you could have just said you're going to toot all of our horns.
I'm going to. You know what? I mentioned that it's Happy World Radio Day, and that's a big deal for a lot of people, believe it or not. Not just to us here in the room, because we actually have a job where we do radio every morning.
Is it a big deal to you?
I don't act like it.
I mean, I just don't know what the big deal. I mean, it's not like we're getting more money today or...
No, mm-hmm. But I mean, this is a day that acknowledges that we actually do something.
This is like our metaphorical pizza party.
Okay.
Like, yay us.
The United Nations made it official holiday in 2012. So I've not been celebrating like I should, but you can celebrate with us, and apparently people want to celebrate.
Well, good. You gave me a reason to go out tonight.
If you needed one.
Yeah.
You know, they say that out of the 11 most important inventions, radio was actually...
13th.
No. Radio was the 11th. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was an odd way to say that.
Well, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I do this as a profession every day.
It's amazing.
Top three were electricity, phones, and vaccines. So we're way down on the list. But we made the list.
We should be above vaccines, I believe. Because like this flu vaccine, it doesn't really work.
Okay, but that's a different vaccine than, say, polio, which saved tons of lives.
I used to wear that cologne.
I used to play it in the pool. Marco Polio.
Is it Ralph Tolio? Is that what Ralph Lauren?
It was Polo Hawk.
But didn't Ralph Lauren make that
one?
Yeah,
but it's called Polo.
Okay, never mind.
I think it is still for sale.
Okay.
I think so.
So, and apparently we are more important than we think, because one in five people say listening to the radio is the top little thing they look forward to in the morning.
Well, there's not a lot to look forward to in the morning.
Oh, come on, man.
So, I mean, at least we made it.
Hearing your favorite song played ranked fifth on the list of nice things that can happen on any given day. And, of course, finding money was the number one answer. That's a little thing that can happen. It makes you really happy. But look at that. I mean, listening to your favorite music.
Look at that.
Listening to us here on the radio makes you happy.
They didn't say that.
Okay. They said they look forward to it.
Hearing your favorite song five times in 30 minutes, is that... Even better?
We're just doing our best to make sure you hear it.
If it's my favorite, I don't mind. It's the annoying songs that get on my nerves.
Here's the thing.
You're not going to love every song.
I'm sorry. The thing about this is that you're blowing your own horn, too. It's kind of like we're bragging on ourselves.
Okay, you're in traffic, too, so you got to blow your horn every once in a while.
What?
You said you were blowing your own horn.
I was talking to you.
Oh, how am I doing that?
Because you're bragging about radio, but you're bragging about yourself. It just...
I'm bragging about all of us. I'm tooting all of our horns. Why do you think I'm bragging about myself? I'm letting people know about information about radio.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
And they were looking forward to that this morning.
Okay, so a couple things. The first commercial radio broadcast was over 100 years ago. And it was in 1920.
Yeah, and some general manager is like, promise, just one. It'll only be one commercial, we promise. And now look where it is.
And I'll talk about that in just a second. Now there are over 15,000 radio stations in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
So you think that's a lot?
I thought it would be more.
I did too.
Yeah, honestly, because that's a lot. There's 50 states, so you got what? I mean, that's 300 per state, I think. I guess that seems like a lot.
I'm not even
sure. I'm not really sure about that either, but it sounded close.
I carried the one. I think you're right.
It could be 3,000 per state, but I'm somewhere in the three is right.
Okay. When it comes to cars, the T model came out in like 1908, and then the first car didn't have radio at all. They didn't have nothing like that. But in 1930s, when they started putting radios in cars, and they cost $130 to have a radio in your car, which is about $2,300 today.
Wow.
Yeah, to have a radio in your car. And now we talked about this the other day, too. Turntables at one point were in cars where you had like the turntable and you put the record on it and then it would skip when you hit the bumps.
Yeah, that seemed like a stupid idea.
Of course. Yeah. Broadcasting was originally a farming term, broadcasting seed. You'd broadcast seed, you know, and you'd throw it out there. So that's where they came up with the broadcasting term.
Aww.
Yeah. So Cato's learned something, too.
Yes. Really. I went to radio school.
Okay. And then a recent poll found out for radio hosts, they found the top reasons that we do what we do is because it's a whole lot of fun. Our jobs are a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's better than, you know, we always say, hey, it beats working.
You know what? When you're young, it's a whole lot of fun because everything is new and fresh. And back when we first started, you could do crazy stuff. Like we used to launch PlayStations in the air with balloons.
We still do crazy stuff.
Then the lawyers are like, oh, you can't do that. It might take a plane down.
But I know, but we ignore the lawyers all the time. We get in trouble a lot here.
Tuesday we do. But
we do.
There's a lot of stuff we don't get to do anymore that was really fun when we first started. Plus, when you're young and you're single, you're like, I can meet chicks this way. Mm-hmm. And then once you get married and have a family, that's out the table now.
You still meet chicks.
I know, but my wife frowns upon it.
And then a poll found 9% of people wish they'd play more commercials, which is kind of odd. They wish they had more commercials. It's almost insulting for us. We're like, do you want me to push the button right now and play more commercials?
Yeah, someone came up to me yesterday and was like, I can't do radio because y'all talk so much. And I'm like, what am I supposed to say back to that? That's what we get paid to do.
You can sing.
Yeah, I don't think that would have helped us at all.
No. And you would have said, I can't do radio because you sing too much.
Yeah.
It would have just been a different complaint. You can't make everybody happy all the time.
Tom,
sorry.
Tell them what you thought when you were a little kid about people singing on the radio.
I thought the bands came and played their song and then left the room and the next band came in and played.
Aww.
I mean, it was a cool idea.
Yeah.
It just wasn't well thought out.
That's pretty neat, though.
Well, yeah.
That would be.
We need to wrap up things because we have Chapel Roan.
She's coming in?
She's right outside the door. She's about to come in and sing a song for Tom.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
A tradition that has lasted the test of time is going to a Chinese restaurant, having your dinner, and getting a fortune cookie afterwards.
Yeah.
There's just something fun about reading that fortune, even though you know it's not true, and you're like, all right, I want to see what it says. Maybe something good.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Lighthearted.
But there is a company that makes these messages, and they apparently make rude fortune cookies for special customers that like them.
Oh,
I like that.
Unfortunately, they didn't see this coming in their fortune.
Uh-huh.
they sent them out to the restaurants who weren't asking for rude fortune cookies. So people were going into regular restaurants, getting their fortune cookie, and it would say things like, you're capable of great things, but all you do is look at your phone all day. You aren't going to be that great after all. Sorry.
Okay, that's good. That might be the most accurate one I'll ever get.
That's good. Another one said, the year of the snake bears good fortune. Your divorce is coming soon.
Oh.
And it went on to say, your spouse only married you for their money.
That's funny, though. I love that.
Well, if you knew you were going to get a funny one or a mean one, it's funny. It's like going to a roast when you know people are going to say mean. But when you're at a regular restaurant and you open that, it upset people.
Why? People need to get a life. You know, this would be great for servers to give to rude customers.
There you go.
Like you're trying to take someone's order and they're always on the phone. Give them that phone one.
Some of these other offensive fortune cookies, you will die alone and poorly dressed.
See, I would laugh if I got that.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites.
You know what, though? You never think about this, what you're going to be wearing when you die.
Yes, I do.
Do
I panic
really?
All the time.
If I ever need
EMS or something, I'm like, oh, I am so not ready for this.
Am I going to be sitting there in underwear or whatever when you die?
It depends on if I'm at home. At home, probably in my underwear.
Yeah.
This was one of my favorites. It says, that wasn't chicken.
Oh.
That's funny.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because you're like, oh, no, what was it? And I know what people might guess. But apparently these evil, and they sell them in various packages. They have highly offensive fortune cookies, funny fortune cookies, mildly evil fortune cookies, and horrible fortune cookies.
Can I hear a mildly evil, please?
I don't know if I have. Oh, wait, you will die at an Arby's in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, now I'm never going to Ohio.
Well, that's just what you asked to hear one. It says, may the chocolate chips in your raisins always turn out. I'm sorry. May the chocolate chips in your cookies always turn out to be raisins.
That was not that bad,
no, I guess.
Oh, it is, too. You think you got a chocolate chip cookie and that raisin flavor comes out?
Oh, that makes me mad.
Oh, me too.
But I think this would be pretty funny. Here's one. Go or don't go. The road is full. The road of life is full of indecisive squirrels. So I guess you got to make a decision. That one's actually not that bad.
You hate, though, when they're out by the road and you don't know if they're going to scoot or scatter over.
I slow down.
I do, too. Yeah.
Preparing to stop.
Yeah, but why do they always juke you? Like, they come at you and you slam on brakes and then they're like, never mind, I'm going this way.
And then when you see, like, there's two raccoons or something on the road, you're thinking, did the other one want to save the one that was, you know, got hit first?
I think he just went over there to console him as he was dying.
And all of a sudden, he got hit.
Unless he's the one that pushed his friend.
And then he fell.
Yeah, there's some of them have bad words in them, too.
Oh, boy.
I can't read
want
those
that for
out
the kids.
Loud.
Yeah.
But there's some bad ones, too.
So can you order these online if you want to do that at, like, a party? Maybe have, like, a
I mean, they vary from, like, $10 to $50, depending on how many you order.
Yeah, bad fortune cookie party.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
What were you expecting? Kind words and lucky numbers, you dumb butt? That's one of them.
I played those numbers one time, didn't win a thing.
No, they're making fun of me for it. So I think it's a fun idea. You just need to make sure it goes to the restaurant that it was supposed to go to and not to surprise somebody.
Or you can just put them, like, you get your own, and then you go to that restaurant, a nice restaurant, and then just give them out to all your friends when they ain't looking. And, like, you got everybody's got positive ones, but Charles over here has got a negative
switch
one.
Switch them out when they're not looking.
Uh-huh.
This website actually has a lot of great stuff. They have these little magnetic devices that you place underneath the desk and it makes little noises every so often.
Oh, and then you're looking at your computer like, what's wrong with this computer?
Or you're trying to figure out where the noise is coming from.
You call the IT department. I guess the computer's making noise.
The who department?
IT.
Oh, okay. There's just a ton of gag gifts like that, but the fortune cookies is big. Oh, they do have crayons that are offensive, too.
Oh, boy, that'd be great for a kindergarten.
I know it, right? Oh, and you can't say most of these.
Oh, my, I don't want that color red.
What crayon? Like urine yellow?
Right?
Like that, yeah. But it's even more
red.
Offensive.
They're really offensive. I can't even clean these up.
What's the website?
It is called thatswhyimbroke.com.
Right.
This is whyimbroke.com.
Okay.
I'll give you a link, Kato.
Oh, I don't know if we need to put those pieces up there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, you know, guys dread Valentine's Day because they don't know what to buy. They don't know how to plan the date or how to pick out the flowers. And the key there, guys, is just do one thing. Listen. Just listen. And we were kind of fighting about this because Tom was saying that it's more of a girl's day anyway. And with the guys, the girls don't have to work as hard because they ask the guys what they want for Valentine's Day. You know what they said? Nothing.
World peace.
No. They don't want anything for Valentine's Day.
It's always been that way. I don't understand why you guys even felt differently. It's always been for the women. Everything about Valentine's Day, flowers. No man has ever said, oh, we need flowers for us for Valentine's.
I like chocolate. I like to be taken to dinner.
Okay.
Okay, Cato, you're very special.
I know. Single, too. It's not happening.
I know.
Okay. But 70% of men say they are going to be giving their wife or girlfriend a Valentine's Day gift, but really don't expect a gift in return at all. So, Tom, you may have been right on this one.
May have been.
Yeah.
I mean, you're proving me right.
Okay, but what do the guys want if you do get them a gift?
I hope what I already bought them.
Okay.
I'm guessing what they would like is like time with their buddies or something like that.
No.
Yeah.
They may want that, but not for Valentine's Day.
I'm sure they would take like hey, you get to go and do this with your buddies this weekend.
They just did that with the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl involves everyone.
Super Bowl is a man's day. No, I'm just kidding.
I feel like it's everyone. Women made it their day, too. They just don't care about the game.
So these are the top gifts men said they want. They say they're fine with candy, so it doesn't take much. You can drop by, you know, any store and get a bag of candy sometimes.
Now, don't make it no little cheap dollar bag of candy.
Oh, you give me some Baby Ruths, I'm fine.
Not the small size, though.
Yeah, whole bag of them. They also say a card's fine, so that's not too hard.
I think a card is a waste of money.
It sure is, isn't it? I mean, it's a lot for what they are.
I very seldom buy a card. If it's my niece or nephew's birthday, I just give them the cash.
Well, they cost $6.59 now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can get it like the cheap ones, too, if you look hard enough. Like, you know, the ladies there going, are you trying to find a great Valentine's Day card for your significant other? No, I'm just trying to find the cheapest one, ma'am. Can you help me look?
I've taken birthday cards I received in the past and just scratch out and put Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Or
okay.
Just recycling.
Other top gifts, they say booze is something they want, the fellas.
Just saw where that's not an appropriate gift. That's
boo.
Not, it's one of the worst gifts to give on Valentine's
Day.
Why? Booze and lingerie.
Well, together.
Really? Okay. For the fellas, too.
That's what I just, in fact, I'm going to post it all on our Facebook
Would you
page.
Be upset if I gave you booze and lingerie?
Not well. No, it'd be just a pack of underwear, I'd take.
See?
Yeah. There you go. And then breakfast in bed. The fellas say they like that. I hate breakfast in bed.
I don't
eat
in my bed.
You get crumbs all over the place. You're trying not to get crumbs in place. You spill your orange juice, all that stuff.
On the weekends, John will always bring me coffee in bed, which I love. And so I'll try to do that for him sometimes. And he's like, no, I'll go downstairs. I'm like, why? Don't you want to stay in bed and be lazy and drink your coffee?
But what if you just like accidentally bump or something and now you got coffee all over your sheets in bed? And
didn't you just have her wash them?
No.
Oh, wow.
Honey, wow. I got something else I'd like for Valentine's Day. Spill some coffee.
That's part of the deal. She brought you the coffee.
Yeah. And then a massage or back rub, ladies. That's easy to do. He's sitting there, you know.
He didn't want it from her.
Oh.
Because women do it for like 5 minutes and they're like, okay, I'm done.
I think that is just at your house, Tom.
No, I think a lot of women do it for as short as they can. And then you're
I hate it. Here's the thing. Always go first if someone's giving a back rub.
Yes.
Because you can go to sleep.
Yeah, and then right after that, you're like, oh, I'm just too tired. Can I do yours next, like a couple days? Because I'm just too tired. All right. And then if you are giving chocolates, they say that a milk chocolate represents love.
Oh, boy.
White chocolate represents friendship.
Oh, whatever. It represents goodness.
And dark chocolate, that represents romance.
What's love, then?
Got to do with it.
How does the nastiest one represent that?
Dark chocolate, I agree. A lot
Gross.
Of people like it, though. I mean, and that's the healthiest one for you.
That's the only reason I eat it, because I'm like sitting there dying on the inside, but I'm like, it's healthy.
Only reason I eat dark chocolate, if somebody gave me a bag of chocolate and there's a dark piece in there.
There you go.
It's not going to go to waste, but I'm not going to buy dark chocolate.
And isn't that the worst when you're not paying attention and you're just eating all the pieces and all of a sudden you're like, dark chocolate.
Yeah, got it. All right, 65% of the men say they will spend the most on their girlfriend or wife.
Oh.
Get this, though. 11% of the men say they'll plan on spending the most money on their moms. Aw.
They're not married.
Probably not.
Or their moms. Single.
How about your mother-in-law? Do you get her flowers, or have you ever done that?
I have, but I don't anymore. That was before I knew her.
Yeah, she got them 1 or 2 years. Tommy don't buy me any flowers anymore.
You don't send me flowers.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Thelma went to find her man, Harold. She's been married to him for quite some time, a Valentine's Day card for the older folks. You know what? They don't have as many Valentine's Day for old people. So we thought it'd be fun to call Hallmark today and have Thelma give them a couple of suggestions she's been thinking about. All right. Here we go. Happy Valentine's Day to all you people. Have Valentine's.
Thank you for calling Hallmark Cards. Please press 1 now or hold for other options. One moment, please.
Thank you for calling Hallmark Flowers. Will you be placing an order today?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm calling Hallmark's customer service.
Okay. Let me go ahead and connect you with someone from Consumer Affairs, and they'll be glad to help you.
Oh,
all right,
well,
just one moment.
That would be sweet. Thank you.
You have a great day.
Bye-bye, now. Bye-bye. Hello?
Hi, ma'am. This is Consumer Affairs. What can we do for you today?
My name's Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-O.
Okay.
I'm 83 years old, and I am the grandmother of 13 lovely grandchildren.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yes, and the reason I'm calling, when I send a card, I always use Hallmark because you know why? Because I wanted to send the very best.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Hallmark, when you want to send the very best. That's what they always say.
Are you not finding the right card?
Well, I don't find them for the older generation, and I thought maybe I could give you some ideas.
Okay, we'd be happy to pass your comments to the right department.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay.
Do you have to write this down?
Well, did you have a card design or a certain type of verse in mind?
Verses. I've came up with a few verses if you would let me share them with you for the older generation.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can put your idea through to the correct department, but we're actually not able to listen or write down your personal verse idea.
That's fine. You just listen and tell me what you think.
Okay. I'm not able to give an opinion. We're not able to do that.
This is my first one for the older generation. My sweet Valentine, I know that you're mad at me and we must make amends because who else loves me enough to change my depends? That's not bad.
No, it's not.
Here's one. Roses are red, violets are blue. Before I give you a Valentine's Day kiss, let me spit out my chew.
Well, that's wonderful.
Kind of cute. I thought of this one, too, for the older generation for Hallmark. I'm gonna have a party. I know we'll have a ball. The reason I'm sending this Hallmark card is to remind you to bring Geritol.
That's wonderful. Well,
see?
We do appreciate that you're sharing these with us, and I can pass your general comment through to the correct department you'd like to see these type of cards produced.
That would be great. I have a couple more for you, okay?
Actually, ma'am, it's just our policy. We're not allowed to listen to them or give our opinions, so I have to follow that policy.
Oh, that's fine, but here's one. Listen to this. Things have happened that's out of control. I'm really not surprised now that I'm old. Gravity plays tricks. It really likes to tease. Now that I'm past 80, they both hang down to my knees. That's kind of cute.
That's wonderful.
And here's my final one for you, and I'll let you go. All right?
Okay.
Because I think this would make the best Valentine's Day Hallmark card. All right? Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. I may be old and wrinkled, and my hair is gray like this, but when I take my dentures out, I can give a really good kiss.
That's wonderful.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, it's very clever.
That's clever, ain't it?
Yes, it is. And I will definitely pass your general comment on to the right department.
Yeah.
And again, we do appreciate it that you like our cards so much and that you took the time to share your idea with us.
So you can't tell me if you liked them or not?
I'm not able to do that, but they were very clever.
Oh, so you did like them.
Did you have any other questions?
No, I just wanted to talk right now.
Well, we do have other customers waiting to get through, so I will make sure that your comments are forwarded.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks for calling Hallmark.
Bye-bye now.
I don't think she really liked those at all.
Really? Aww. I thought she did, and she just couldn't say it.
You think? Okay. Well, it's Thelma Hollister Valentine's Day crank call this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.